Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AMA 30 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are in a three-game set with Minnesota. Tonight is the second game in the series. And happy to say it was a W last night. But more excitingly was Ohtani now has three, as of last night's game, 303 strikeouts, which is an Angels baseball team record. This guy's incredible and still hitting a lot of home runs. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, putting it all together. Happy to be here. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, but now moving on to his new venture, the Calico Fish House in Huntington Beach on Pacific Coast Highway, which should be opening next month or in November. And also for you New Jersey-style pizza fans, he has Big Parm, which is in the mess hall in Tustin, fast casual operation. Will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. We're going to be talking about something that is a bit controversial, but we will give you the facts and then give you our opinion as people that are professionals in the restaurant business. This is AB 257, which will take effect January 1st. Obviously, AB 257 doesn't mean a lot to a lot of us, but this is known as the fast food labor law. So we'll give you the insight in terms of what's in this bill. There is more than meets the eye, and how it will be affecting the restaurant community. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. Website is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Thank you so much for joining us last week on our live show from Anna Maria Island, Florida, celebrating the 10th anniversary of the launch of the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830 KLAA. That show was an absolute delight to do. So much cooperation we got locally from the Bradenton area, CVB, as well as the Child's Restaurant Group that's quite a factor there on Anna Maria Island and doing incredibly progressive things. They actually grow a lot of the produce that is used in their three beachfront restaurants on Anna Maria Island on their own 26-acre organic farm. Can you imagine the expense and what that goes through to be able to do that? And what's really unusual is all the organic food waste from their three restaurants is recycled, goes out to Gamble Creek Farms, is composted, and then becomes wonderful soil. And again, to go through the effort and the expense to do all of this is really inspirational. And as I say, it's great to see that people are really doing it right and being forward-thinking and sacrificing short-term gain for long-term benefit. Also, we owe a debt load of thanks to the Manatee Educational Television folks. These folks provided the production services for us on Pine Avenue on Anna Maria Island. And they are so professional and so committed to helping promote the area and sustainability that actually the station manager for Manatee Educational Television, which the Manatee County, it's not as big as L.A. or Orange County, but this is a sizable area. So this public television station certainly has impact in that area. The station manager himself was so concerned about how the quality of this remote would go that he personally was there for the setup and the whole time of the broadcast. Their chief technical guy, who's been with the station for over 20 years, he was running the knobs on that end, on our Anna Maria Island end. Our own Lou was controlling the knobs here at Angel Stadium. And then they also had a third technician there. So, again, we just really thank them for the warm welcome and the support. It made the broadcast much smoother and allowed me to worry about coordinating the guests because it was all live guests, as those of you who listen to the show might remember. Excuse me. And they were actually there with us on Pine Avenue in what was called the studio. So I think we did the 10th anniversary right. And looking forward to many more as far as anniversaries are concerned. Hey, back in Orange County, Anaheim today, and of course, another full show with a little bit more of a local flair. For those of you that think that there's nothing new in donuts, you are going to stand corrected because we're going to be talking with one of the founders of Holy Grail Donuts, holy being spelled H-O-L-E-Y, because of the hole in the donut. What they are doing is they are making donuts with the dough based being taro. This started in Hawaii, actually started on the island of Kauai. Their flavors are very unusual. They use local Hawaiian ingredients, including Hawaiian chocolate, which I'm a big fan of. And they've recently expanded to the LA area. They have a food truck that's working out of Culver City and is also at the Mar Vista Farmers Market on Sundays. Two bricks and mortar are actually under construction, Larchmont and Santa Monica. A brother and sister team, really a wonderful entrepreneurial success story that is just in the early stages. And these donuts are outrageously good. Then we're back to Anna Maria Island. We can't quite get enough. In the accommodation I was staying in, the Waterline Villas and Marina Resort, is a destination restaurant by the name of Chateau Anna Maria. It is operated by the husband and wife team that have the Chateau on the Lake in the Adirondacks in New York, found their way down to Anna Maria Island because the height of the seasons are complementary. Basically on Lake George, they have the 3 months of the summer to do it, and that's it. So an ambitious new restaurant that's there, quite a lively couple, and we'll have the chance to meet them on the SoCal Restaurant Show. Then we will visit with the publisher of Edible Tampa Bay, a recognized food journalist in that area, the award-winning Robin Sessingham, and we're going to get her perspective on what's going on in that area, and she's going to share with us a couple food finds, including a pizza that's served at room temperature. It's rectangular, that has Italian and Cuban influences. Yeah, absolutely. Kind of unusual. And then she will also talk about a restaurant that is a destination restaurant that is in the Salvador Dali Museum in Tampa. Believe it or not, outside of Spain, the Dali Museum in St. Petersburg has the largest collection of original Dali works. Kind of fascinating and something I did not know. So, little preview of the SoCal Restaurant Show. Don't wander far. When we return, we're talking about Holy Grail donuts from Hawaii with some incredible flavors. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.